Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Geeks Podcast. We're here. It's September 16th and 17th. You'll probably be listening to this. We're here to do week two of the NFL season. I'm here with Pat. Say hi, Pat.
Hello, guys. Welcome back.
So this year, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We weren't able to do the podcast last week due to some scheduling, technical difficulties, things like that. So we wrote down our picks. We were both 8-8 last week, which kind of goes to show you how crazy things were for week one of the NFL season. But what we're going to try to do here is change the format a little bit. Some of our old podcasts got a little lengthy. So what we're going to try to do is go through all 16 games for this week in 15 minutes or less, hopefully, and do our picks, a little fantasy, a couple stats, and
We're catering to the ADHD crowd.
Absolutely.
So,
the Twitter crowd, the Twitter, Facebook, instant gratification of new media.
Exactly.
So let's get right into it. First game of the week is Baltimore at Cincinnati. What do you think, Pat?
You're going to hate me off the bat, but I'm actually going to go Cincinnati.
Right.
They beat Baltimore both times last year. Sanchez didn't take chances last week, throwing it deep.
Yeah, I'll get to that later when we talk about the Jets.
Yeah, Bengals will, I think. I think the Bengals will take some shots.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to go with my Ravens, of course. I just think Cincinnati got completely destroyed by New England. I think they might be a one-year wonder, though obviously that still remains to be seen.
Sure.
All right, next up, Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Both teams pretty bad here, but I'm just going to go off of Josh Freeman looked better in week one than Matt Moore did, so I'll go Tampa Bay here.
All right, I'm actually going to go with Carolina. I had Tampa Bay had the worst rushing defense in 2009, so I think Stewart and Williams will run wild, and they might not even need a quarterback in that one.
That's a good point. Do you think Clausen's going to get in this week? Or
I don't know. They said he might if – what's his name's bad, but I mean, it's anybody's guess really at this point.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Buffalo at Green Bay. I don't have much to say here.
Yeah, me either. Green Bay. I mean, Buffalo put up a fight against Miami, but Green Bay's better. They lost Ryan Grant, but I don't think that'll slow them down that much, at least against Buffalo.
No, definitely not. If Buffalo, they got issues. All right, next up, Miami Dolphins at your Minnesota Vikings.
I'll go Vikings. They didn't look too good, definitely on offense last week, but they held New Orleans to 2 touchdowns, and Miami only scored 15 points against Buffalo, who is bad. So I think the Vikes will have this one.
All right, I got the Vikings too. You know, like you said, Miami barely beat Buffalo. I think Miami has a good, you know, they have a good team, but I think they're still a few years away from really contending.
Well, I saw they only put up under 300 total yards for that game. And when you're playing Buffalo early in the year, weather's not a factor, you should be doing a lot
more.
So.
All right, next up, Chicago at Dallas.
I was tempted to go Chicago, but I'm going to go Dallas. Chicago squeaked away with a win, and Dallas looked awful. I know me and you talked about that, but I don't see them playing that poorly once again. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dallas too. You know, obviously Chicago should have lost that week, you know, that crazy catch. With Calvin Johnson, that I don't think we really need to discuss. I think that's been, gone over and over and over again, obviously. I like Dallas, too. You know, the first home game of the season. And there's just too much talent there for them to continue to – I mean, they could blow it again, I mean, in all likelihood, but
Yeah, I just don't see those big holding calls happening again. And maybe for that offensive lineman's sake, I hope
they probably won't. They probably won't go for it, you know, with 4 seconds left to try to go 80 yards like they did last week.
They learned their lesson.
Absolutely.
So that's Madden video game stuff, not real NFL.
Absolutely.
So.
All right, and the next we get an interesting one, Philadelphia at Detroit with Mike Vick at the helm for Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to go with Philly here, and this is kind of a – I don't know if it's really a sleeper since everybody knows about it, but I would not be afraid to take Vick if I had a questionable quarterback going into this week. I think he's going to want to put on a show – just to kind of cement his spot in the starting lineup or steal it away from Cobb when he's healthy. So I will go Philly.
Yeah, I'm going to go Philly too. And like you said, I think ESPN, I looked at the rankings, they had Vic as like the number 7 quarterback this week. And the thing, like those rushing yards are huge. Like he had 100 rushing yards last week. If he gets that this week, even
that's
if he
the
passes,
thing,
you know, for 100 yards too, that's still a big day for a quarterback.
Yeah, and they're playing on indoors, so on turf. And
yeah, and I, you know, I watched
fast.
Quite a bit of that game last week, and he looked good. He didn't look. It wasn't like last year. If you haven't watched Michael Vick yet, you need to do it because he looks like he's the Vick of old.
That's going to be fun to watch.
All right, next one, Arizona at Atlanta. This is kind of an ugly one.
Yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta. They took Pittsburgh to overtime. They played a better team and lost, while Arizona won, but barely won against a really bad St. Louis team. So
yeah, I'm going to actually go the other way and pick Arizona. They're supposed to be getting Beanie Wells back. Hightower was real bad last week. But, I mean, I wouldn't bet on either team here. You never know what might happen.
Yeah, Turner averaged 2.2 yards per carry last game. So if there's more of that, then not good for Atlanta.
Yep. All right, next up, another interesting, not interesting one, Kansas City at Cleveland.
Yeah, I'll go Kansas City. I ask it myself if they are the real deal. Probably not. But
better than Cleveland.
They prove they can. That's exactly right. They can compete with good teams, and Cleveland is not a good team. So.
Yeah, Cleveland lost to Tampa last week. They had three turnovers. I mean, you don't want to react after Kansas City that went over San Diego, because San Diego always starts slow, it seems. But
right.
They're definitely a notch above Cleveland.
They're just a more talented team all around.
Yeah, you know, with the new guys they brought in, you know, McCluster and those guys running back kicks and all that, you know, definitely. All right, and then Pittsburgh at Tennessee.
I'm going to go Tennessee. This was a tough one for me and one I wouldn't bet money on. Pitt, they couldn't score any money or score any points against Atlanta. And I don't know. Chris Johnson is tough to stop. I know Pittsburgh's got a better defense than whoever they faced last week, but I don't think you can really contain that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tennessee too. Dating back to last year, in the last 10 games, Pittsburgh's 5-5, Tennessee 8-2. You know, they started off slow, but you know they did well towards the end of last season. And Chris Johnson has 12 straight games with 100 or more yards, and I think I think they'll find a way to get him 100 next week.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like I said, I don't think he's going to have his easy time against that D, but he'll find a way to get it done.
Yeah, definitely. All right, for the afternoon games, Seattle at Denver.
I went Denver here. Another one I didn't really know. I didn't get a chance to watch these teams too much. Seattle was supposed to lose last week to the Niners, and they didn't. They were great, and Denver didn't look good, but I think Seattle comes back down to earth, and Denver's at home, which is a big reason I went with them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle. I don't know. I just think they've got something good going. Everyone was like, you know, 49ers this year, and they just went out and whooped them.
I know.
He was at home for them, but, you know, it was like, what was the score? I don't remember. It was significant.
Yeah, I can. I think I got it here. It was
31-6. So,
yeah.
I mean, no doubt there. And I just don't think Denver's anything special. I mean, they lost to Jacksonville, so.
Yeah, that's true. I might be regretting that one.
All right, and here's a snoozer. St. Louis at Oakland.
Yeah, all I put down literally was Oakland without really any notes. I mean, I'm just going Oakland. So.
Yeah, it's like a coin flip. I'm going to go St. Louis. It's been a while since I picked St. Louis against anyone, but Oakland's Oakland. That's and St. Louis seems to be moving in the right direction a little bit.
A little bit there. A little bit. And they got Steven Jackson,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy, yeah. Definitely.
All right,
yeah.
This is the good afternoon game. I'm excited for this one. New England at the New York Jets.
I'm going to go New England. I think the Jets have done too much talking for their own good, and I think the Patriots are going to come out at them. I mean, Tom Brady has talked about the Jets, and Tom Brady doesn't say anything about people. Randy Moss is getting into it, and when he's motivated, he can be scary. So I'm going Patriots.
Yeah, I'm
going
to agree with you. I don't know what Revis was thinking talking smack to Randy Moss, because Moss had been like depressed the last 2 weeks because of his contract, but now he's going to have motivation. It's not good. The Jets, I still don't think they trust Mark Sanchez. They talk like they do, but you know, last week he was 10 for 21 for 74 yards. They did not throw down the field at all.
No, I wish I had one of those charts that showed where his attempted passes were.
You wouldn't even need the farther back. It would just be like
anything
be like
past
15
yards. And I think, like you said, I don't know if I'm one to challenge or wanting to challenge Randy Moss. Even if he's a few years past his prime, he's still Randy Moss.
Definitely. All right, and then Houston at Washington, two teams that got some pretty big upsets this week.
Yeah, they did, and I'm going to go with the team that got the bigger of the two, and I'll take Houston. They beat Indy, and Arian Foster just ran wild. I don't think he'll do that again probably at all this year, but if you look at the last few years, rookie running backs have a lot of success that first year. I don't know what it is, fresh legs or what, but...
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. The Houston offense, if they can get a running game, you know, whether it's him or Slayton, you know, any of those guys, if they can get a running game, that offense will be practically unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, because they got, I mean, one of the top two or three receivers in Andre Johnson, and Matt Schaub is no slouch back at quarterback. So.
And I think, you know, Washington's improved, obviously, over last year with addition of McNabb, but he doesn't seem like he's fully clicking yet, so I definitely like Houston. Mm-hmm. All right, Jacksonville at San Diego.
I'll take the Chargers. I don't see them losing back-to-back games. I know they play poorly traditionally first half of the year, but I don't see them losing back-to-back games against a team like Jacksonville. So.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. You know, they always start off slow, so you never know what might happen. But I think Rivers has had enough. He seemed like he was angry last week. If you didn't see, guys, there's like a point in the game where he's trying to snap the ball. The center didn't snap it. When he finally did, it was too late. Rivers throws the ball on the ground and then kicks it across the field.
Yeah, you could tell he was.
Yeah, I'm sure they're having some tough practice this week to try to get their crap together because it was ridiculous. But I'm going to pick them too. All right, Sunday night, we got the Battle of the Mannings, New York Giants at Indianapolis.
Yeah, as much as I don't like giving those two any more attention than they already get.
It's going to be brutal. The announcers, Collinsworth and whoever, I'm gonna have to watch it with the sound off.
Yeah, and then we're gonna see how many shots of Archie in the booth, and there'll be cracky jokes about who is he rooting for. And anyway, I'm actually gonna go with the Giants here. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I think Indy had a few chinks in the armor exposed, and Eli is definitely not an outdoor quarterback, in my opinion, or late season quarterback. But this is early season indoors, so I think he can manage. And I think the Colts are gonna go 0-2 for the first time, and I don't even know how long.
I actually had that stat written down. I think Indianapolis is gonna win because they haven't been 2-0 since Manning's first year, which was, I believe, 1998.
Wow. Well, I went back and forth on it, but I think, I don't know, there's something
battle.
About
it. Is there an official name for it? The Manning Battle or the Manning,
I don't know.
Bowl? I like Manning Bowl.
Manning Bowl is mad. They had those stupid Oreo commercials a few years ago that I'll never forgive them for. So.
All right. But, and then Monday night, New Orleans Saints at San Francisco.
I'm assuming we'll agree on this one this week. We've disagreed on a lot. I'll go New Orleans. San Francisco is the biggest upset letdown of week one, in my opinion. All the hype about them and what they had coming back, and they were awful. I mean,
frankly. And I think the thing about San Francisco is they really don't – they're like a solid team, but they really don't do any one thing great.
That's a good point.
Everything just seems like it's mediocre across the board, which I can win you – you know, they're set up to be 8-8 for the next five years.
They can – I mean, they should have competed better with Seattle, but they can compete against good teams. But like you said, they don't excel in one area.
I can see this. I can see this being close, but then 4 minutes to go when Breeze gets the ball, it's over.
Yeah.
So all right. So
we had a lot of disagreements.
I know.
This week,
so it's gonna put a margin in us to begin with. I think I won the picks last year by one game.
I think it was one game. Yeah. Did you have any fantasy? Sleepers or whatever you want to call them this week. I know we talked to Vic, but...
I'm trying to think. Not really. I think it's still... Everything's still up in the air. You know, a lot of guys last week that we had expected to do well, you know, did nothing. Like, I had CJ Spiller, got me a goose egg. Andre Johnson got me three. So...
Yeah.
Hopefully those guys... Hopefully everything will get settled out, and then in the next few weeks we'll really know what we've got here.
Kind of what we can expect.
Same thing with the
first
teams, too. At this point, a lot of teams that we thought would be good lost last week, so everything's still up in the air. We did our power rankings, which you check out on sportsgeeks.com, and we had a ton of movement. Seattle went up like 10 spots. Cowboys down like 7 spots, so...
Yeah, I assume there'll be a lot of movement come again next week. We might be kind of reverting back some of those, so...
All right, well, that about wraps it up for this week. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at the sportsgeeks. Read our stuff, and give us some feedback if there's something you want us to talk about on the podcast. Thanks for listening. It's me and Pat signing off.